Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. I'm excited about having Philippa Gaines back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't talked to Philippa lately, and we missed her. Philippa is one of our top internet experts in the Brain Trust. She's the president of the Cyber Speaker, and she is our good friend. Philippa Gaines, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, we haven't talked to you lately. Is there anything new about your title? Anything that I didn't mention when I just introduced you? Is there some update or correction that we need to talk about?
There will be soon. So next time we talk, hopefully I'll have a new website and a new message.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. But you always have new stuff for us, Philippa, and you got something today. You want to talk to us today about something called personas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell the audience what a persona is.
So a persona is putting together a picture of the kind of people who might come to your website. So the reason I suggested talking about that is because often I find that my clients ask me, how do I write copy? You know, and how do I figure out all the different kinds of people who come to my website, and especially what happens if I have multiple audiences? Mm-hmm. And persona creation is something that's being done in some of the top Fortune 500 companies now with their huge marketing teams. But there's absolutely no reason why a small business owner shouldn't do it too, because it really helps you to get real about who you're talking to when mm-hmm. somebody comes to your website. So what I'm talking about is literally creating a typical visitor, but putting flesh on them. So literally saying things like, what sex are they? Is it a guy or is it a woman? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How old might they
are
be?
You saying now? But all right. So how do we establish? All right. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of you, I guess.
Right.
I'm just curious about how, when they show up, how the process gets started, or do you have them there, or do you have the persona ready when they get there?
So no. Let me back up. Hold on a second. So
okay.
what we're thinking about here is creating a typical visitor. It's not a real visitor. It's
right.
Our picture of what a visitor might look
uh-huh.
like and what they might be thinking about. So when I say we're talking about what kind of person are they, how old are they, what kind of income they have, if that's important to different people on your website, and what's on their mind and how they make decisions. So let me give you an example that might help. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a major jewelry company, so this is a case study that I read on Marketing Sherpa, which is such a wonderful source of information.
We know about those guys.
Mm-hmm. That's right. A major jewelry company did this. And first of all, they created Dave. Okay, now Dave obviously is a guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a jewelry company. So he is looking to buy a diamond for his prospective wife.
For his sweetie.
Exactly. Dave's an engineer. Okay. So one of the things that Dave is
good luck to the jury company.
One of the things that they know that Dave is into is a lot of detail. He wants data. He likes to know the scientific facts.
He wants to know how this diamond was made.
Exactly. He wants to know all about the different facets and where it mm-hmm. comes from and all the science behind
right.
the mining and all
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. Okay? Then they created a woman called Tiffany. I don't know, she probably wasn't called Tiffany, but who knows? Or Sharon or something like that. Okay, now this woman, and I don't want to be stereotypical, is much younger. She's hoping that her guy is going to buy her a good rock.
Right.
But she's into bling, all right? She wants to see the sparkle. And
she doesn't care how it was made. She just wants to knock your eyes out.
That's right. And so she wants to see a lot of very flashy pictures, and because she's a woman, women like to communicate these things, right?
Yeah.
So for her, it's really important, A, to be able to create a wish list, you know, where you put it in the shopping cart kind of thing to say, here's the things I might like to look at, but also to send pictures to all her friends of, hey, look, this one's really cool.
Right.
Okay? So now, at some point, Dave is going to want to see a picture too, but not until he's seen a whole lot of data. So you see what I'm saying? These people are going to take very different paths through the site.
So I can see, here's the thing. I can see Dave showing up at this fancy dinner where he's going to present this diamond to his fiance. And she opens it up and he says, "Do you have any idea? I had no idea how many man hours it took to make those 69 facets on this diamond. These people, there were 129 people had to be involved in this, and they cut it down to 49 microns of tolerance."
Right.
And can't you just hear him explain that to her right after he said, "Will you marry me?" But now we're laughing, folks. But this is important to Dave. If you're gonna do business with Dave, you gotta have these things. We're gonna take a quick break. I told you we'd have fun when Philippa joined us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate in Little Chicago, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, and the second one is our knowledge base. Well, you can get small business answers now. So go to smallbusinessadvocate.com to listen to the interviews that we do every day and have done for all these years now, all the way back, years and years of archives of these thousands of articles that I've written, that my brain trust members like Philippa Games, our guest today, have written. The blog's there, the newsletter's there, on and on, lots of stuff. And, of course, askjim.biz, that's the knowledge base. Ask a question, get answers. Philippa Games is our guest. We're talking about personas. How do you use personas on your website? So, Philippa, if you're in the home improvement business, you've got retired families looking to buy stuff. You got young families with their first home looking to buy stuff. If you're in the clothing business, you got fossils like me looking to buy shoes. You got in pants. You got young, hip kids looking to buy stuff. You know, maybe we're shopping at the same place, maybe not. But you got all these different kinds of folks coming to your site. And you're saying develop personas for those different groups. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question, though, is you mentioned Dave, the engineer, and Sharon or Tiffany or whatever, the lady who's interested in the same kind of product, but from a different perspective. My question is this: do we have these personas ready, and Dave shows up, and we give him a choice, and he can pick the one that sounds like him, or do we build Dave's persona on the fly when he comes?
Well, I think we probably do a bit of both. So what we would do with the diamond site, probably, and I don't know exactly what they did, but would be probably to say something like, not click here, but, you know, have a tab that says diamond facts, or, you know, something where clearly you can go if you want to read a whole load of stuff. Okay.
Learn more about the technical side of diamonds.
Right, exactly.
Tiffany's not going to click on that, but Dave will.
Right, frequently asked questions, whatever that might be.
Right.
And on the other side, of course, you've got a big picture of a really flashy one, and then you have see more. When you talked about, you know, the home improvement store or those kinds of stores, I think one of the key questions when you have an e-commerce site where you're selling products, or even if you're not selling, but you're taking people through different products.
Mm-hmm.
This will help, the personas will help you think through this. Do people need help before they buy? Sometimes
right.
you go to a site and you know exactly what you want. You just want to buy it, right?
So the persona is created by the questions you ask them.
Absolutely. What you're trying to really do with the persona is say, what's on this person's mind and how do they think? Which goes to the question of, do they want data? Do they want pictures? Are they very price sensitive? Maybe the first thing that somebody's going to do is say, I can only spend $50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what have you got? What are the things that are triggering them, and how do we make those trigger points as easy as possible for them to follow through, you know, so that they can get to what they need?
And so the persona is not really, folks, it's not really an entity. It's more a navigational experience. Is that what you're saying?
So the reason we're creating these is because we want to be very, very clear about the types of people who might come to our site, how they differ, and how they make the kinds of decisions we want them to make on our site, and then deliver to them as close as we can to the experience that they're going to want.
Right.
That's going to get them to that outcome.
So let's say let's come back to the home improvement thing just for a minute. Or I'll tell you what, let's talk about automobiles. Let's say that's an automobile. Just using it as an example. If the man goes there, and he's going to be more likely to want to know about the specifications of the automobile. And so you're going to, if you say, would you like to read, in fact, I've gone to these, and they have specifications. You can open them up and look at the size and the weight and the wheelbase and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I look at those things. Inside of that environment, you would develop more of those kinds of that kind of information. Whereas if somebody else went, they weren't as interested, not male or female, they weren't interested in the specifications, they were interested in the look. If you said, would you like to see our colors, you show them the colors, and inside of there are things that would be more likely to appeal to a person who's visual and not so much technical.
Right. But let me give you an example. I actually work with a major motorcycle company. And, for example, one of the things that they're trying to do is to target more women to buy the bikes. Because the ridership is more largely men. So one of the things that they have at a lot of the dealerships is a women's only evening where they introduce women to the bikes, how to ride, ask questions, show them the gear, all of that kind of thing. And they're advertising those on their websites, and when they thought about it, again, a lot of women, especially if they're a little nervous, don't want to go alone. They want to go with friends.
Of course,
the more friends they've got coming through the door, the happier they are. So again, from the point of view of designing the page that talks about the women's evening.
Right.
One of the most important things you want on it is bring a friend, so some way of sending this invitation to all your friends, right?
Right.
So once you start trying to get inside their head or how these people think in each different category, when we talked about those bikes, some of the dealers were in areas that have a very high military population, and they do a lot of events for the military, veterans coming home and so on. Very important for their websites to have lots of flags on them and stuff like that, because the people in that area respond to that. And very interesting, not to make a political point, but one of them said, we have a lot of Latinos, so we have content on our website in Spanish.
Right.
And other dealers said we can't have Spanish content.
And so that's a Spanish persona, isn't it?
Right.
A Hispanic persona.
Exactly.
See, now we're starting to see, folks, I'm getting it too. I'm learning with you about this persona thing, which I like this. In fact, I'm getting some ideas myself for my own website. I hope you are too, ladies and gentlemen. Tintel, right back with our good friend Philippa Games. Here's that crazy Englishman, Joe Cocker, to take us out. We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Philippa Games. And her name is spelled G-A-M-S-E, Games. So the S and the E are reversed, as you might be different from how you might have spelled it if you are Googling her. One Philippa, one L, two P's. Philippa, give us your website, please.
It's called Cyberspeaker, C-Y-B-E-R, and then speaker, S-P-E-A-K-E-R.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, and use whatever Philippa does and offers you, folks, is the top shelf. It's the best you can get. Philippa, we're talking about personas. I really like the way you're thinking here. Even Philippa, even if people don't embrace the whole persona thing and really, produce the perfect persona producing website, if we can just get them to think about the fact that different people are coming for different reasons and offer something for more than just one thing for everybody. The website is not one size fit. The internet, I should say, is not one size fits all, is it?
And let me give you, everybody's talking about social media right now, Web 2.0, all of that.
Yep.
So let me give you one other example. Recently, I was speaking to a crowd of trade show people. And there was a guy there who had a huge trade show, and part of the trade show was a career fair for graduating students, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they were doing a lot of recruitment for that trade show on social media, on the kinds of things where the students hang out. And, of course, their pages on those looked kind of good, and they had videos on YouTube and all of that cool stuff. And when you got to their website, it looked, it was, first of all, there was no picture. I mean, it was completely static, lots of boring text. It was awful. And, you know, one of the things people really need to think about when they're using social, I mean, you can't do your business on the social media. You use the social media to get people to your website.
It's a tool, isn't it?
It's a tool, but
it's not a way of life, it's a tool.
If you set up the expectation with a killer YouTube video and they come to your website and it looks like nothing on earth, and as far as they're concerned, you know, these kids think fast, they're used to video games, there's nothing, and it's just dead text. You're gonna lose a lot of them. So you really need to think about the synergy between everything you're doing, and when you're thinking about getting really exciting on in one area, that's got to come back and reflect in what you do on your website.
Right. So make sure that you that your critical mass matches up with your promotion.
Right. Exactly. Although what you're doing is consistent, and you can't put out a completely different image in one place than you do in another.
Is it expensive to have the kind of the multifaceted approach that we've been talking about with the personas? Does it cost a lot to do that, or is it just mostly just thinking about it and the way you design the navigation?
I think it's absolutely thinking about it, because really what we're talking about is having a different, perhaps, portal or a different page for different types of audiences. All that site had to do maybe was have a big button that said students click here.
Yeah, and you go to a suite that's a suite on your website that's just maybe somewhat modified for them.
Right, and like we said with Dave, you know, all that site had to do was learn more about diamonds. We're not talking about lots and lots of programming, but what we are talking about is being aware enough of to have content on your site for the different types of people who might want to see it.
And you know, one thing though, Philippa, that you and I still have to fight. I saw a stat recently that showed that 50%. Actually, it was 49%. 49% of small businesses still don't have websites.
Really?
That's preposterous, isn't it? I can't even comprehend that. Because I think they think, Philippa, that, well, I can't sell anything on my website. That's not what we do. We're a restaurant or whatever. But that's not the point, is it? I mean, it's not – people don't have to buy on – they don't have to click and give you their credit card on your website for your website to be important.
Boy, 80%+ of people looking for products and services go to the web before they even call you.
Yeah.
They start their search on the web. So if you're not on the web, they're not going to find you.
And if you think that's not true, folks, check out how well the Yellow Page folks are doing. They're not doing too great.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah, because they're, you know, people are using websites. They're coming to your website for your phone number. They're coming to your website for directions to get to your business. They're coming there to shop just to see what you have, to see if they even want to come by tomorrow, for a lot of different reasons, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. When I said I had no idea, I meant going back to the 49%.
Right, exactly.
One of the other things that happens is that, you know, if you go to the bank, a new bank, you're looking for a new loan or an insurance policy. You know, people who are thinking about doing business with you are looking at your website.
Right.
Not just people who might be prospective customers. Employees, you know, kids looking for jobs now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely.
There are so many other audiences for a website that if you don't have one, you're losing out.
You're out of business, basically, in my opinion. Hey, Philippa, give us that website one more time, please.
Cyber Speaker.
Philippa, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to.
Thanks, Philippa. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.